Welcome to Active Youth. And we are about to get into a late shade show. Can you all celebrate? Late show. And your hosts from Active FM, the shade itself. Welcome, Tabo and Sam!
Yeah! What's up, everybody? This is
The Shade.
The Late.
Oh, the late.
The late, late.
Late, 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 late.
No, only late, late.
Okay, late, late.
Just late, late.
Late,
the
late.
Late, late shade show.
Yeah.
And we are here because it is late.
Yep.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's pretty much our
Oh, wait. And we're here because we're here to shade.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what we do.
That's why we're here.
That is why we are here. Mm-hmm. We are here to shade some people here tonight. Tabo, how are you feeling?
Feeling shady.
You feeling shady?
Feeling good. Mm-hmm. Got lights everywhere, but you know the shade is where I belong.
Right.
The shade is where we dwell, mm-hmm. and where we deep dig into our inner being.
Yes. I like that we deep dig. Yeah. It's not just a normal dig; it's a deep one.
It's a deep dig.
So it's deep dig by definition into shade. We find shade.
No matter where it is.
No matter where we are, we find shade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for tonight because we have two guests, but on the shade, we call them victims.
Yes.
Because we are shading them after all.
Yeah.
So we have two victims here tonight. I don't know what I said earlier, but we have two victims here tonight. Mm-hmm. They are both pretty impressive people.
Yes, they are very accomplished.
They
guests.
Are.
That's why they're here.
I feel like I'm in their shadow. But maybe it's because we're the shade. So it'd be like find comfort in dark places.
Yes, we do.
So we just keep in their shadow.
Yes, we do.
No, but they really are. They're amazing people.
But first. We have to honor our amazing live band by himself.
By himself.
Mr. Bluesman.
Himself. The only one person live band.
Yeah. Whole
Thank
band.
You. Thank you, Bluesman. We appreciate your services. So... we are going to introduce our first victim. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This first victim is a lady.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
A woman.
A woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a boy.
No.
In any sense.
No.
She's fully female.
Female.
I know, it's shocking, right?
Yeah.
Mm. And on top of that,
she
is not single.
Oh.
So for all the men out here, if you have any interest, you missed your time. You missed it.
Damn it.
She's taken. Sorry. You missed your chance.
Yeah.
So you can't complain. She's taken.
Yeah.
And on top of that.
On top of that.
I mean, this is just getting better and better.
Levels.
She what?
Breathes air.
She breathes air.
On a daily basis. Like, I try do that and sometimes fail.
This human being is special.
I know.
Accomplished in every way.
I told you we're in their shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then there's that minor thing that she does. What is it again? Oh, she raises two kids.
Oh,
but I mean, yeah. Anyone can do that.
That's not much.
Yeah.
Two whole kids.
Only two.
Only two.
Oh, well, like, why not five?
It could have been six.
It could have been 10.
But she chose two.
She chose two. She settled.
Yeah, she could have had a 12.
She could have.
She could have had a 12.
But she only has two.
She has a two. Long way to go.
But that's just one of her downsides. Other than that, she's amazing and
what?
She can sing.
She can sing.
She can sing. She is one of Active Worship's lead vocalists.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Denise van der Sar.
Hi,
sup D?
Sup Tabo Sesh.
How are you feeling tonight?
Very nervous.
Why?
Yeah, you scare me, eh? That word victim.
What?
That word scares me.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, if it gets really bad, we'll call up the other person.
Yeah. Okay. For support.
Thank you so much.
For support.
To share.
Yeah.
The going downhill.
Yeah. The beating. Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to interview you. All we ask is that you answer these questions honestly.
Truthfully.
Truthfully. That you tell us the truth, no matter what we ask.
Yes.
And that you answer immediately.
You answer immediately.
Because it is the late, late show, so we are like already late.
Yeah.
So we don't have a lot of time.
Yes.
Okay.
So we need snappy answers.
Okay.
That's all we require.
That's all.
You do those two things, you tick all the boxes, we're happy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, Thabo, shall you prepare us for the first question?
Okay. So, Denise, you are one of our best singers in the church, right?
She is.
Yes, you are very talented.
Very.
Very talented singer.
Mm.
And so we need to know, as the Shade, you know, you being one of the top singers, we need to know...
Something very important.
Something very important.
So as one of the best singers on Active Worship...
Yeah?
If you... were a pizza delivery person... How would you benefit from scissors?
Yeah.
I would cut the pizza really nicely for the people.
With the scissors?
And then, yes, and then give them really good service with cutting pizza with the scissors, because then there's no string.
No strings attached.
Yes.
But as a customer, I always dream of cutting my own pizza and seeing the cheese for myself.
You want to see the strings attached?
Yes.
It's fine. I'll just give you the scissor and you can cut your own pizza with the scissor.
Oh, and that benefits you as well?
Yes, because I'm offering you my services.
And I can give you a tip because you gave me the scissor.
An extra tip.
I get it.
The scissor.
Good service, actually. Complimentary. Pizza with the scissors.
That's a nice answer.
Get your pizza today and a free scissors on the side.
Fantastic.
Who wouldn't want pizza like that, man? That is impressive. All right, next question. So we did mention that you are a mother of two children, and you know you do a very good job with them. They are superheroes, literally, during the day. I've seen it with my own eyes, the cape and all. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They are very special boys.
Yeah.
And so with being the parent that you are...
We need to know, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh. I thought she was going to say no.
Okay.
Have you seen him?
Yes, he lives in my own home.
Oh, my goodness.
For real?
Yes.
You are...
Wait. This Bigfoot person, is it a person or is it Bigfoot? Because I feel like you're talking about someone else in the house besides the kids.
You never know. You never know. He does have the biggest feet in the house. So. Oh.
No, but this isn't feet. This is foot.
So,
foot.
One foot.
One.
In that case, big feet leave in my house, not big foot. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Third question. Denise, on top of being a good singer, a good mother, you are also a very, very good actor.
Yes.
She has an Oscar. No, she doesn't. But she is very, very good at acting.
She is.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So we need to know.
One of the best.
Oh, yes.
One
she
of
is.
The best.
She is.
And there's so many aspiring actors out there.
Yeah.
Can all of y'all that want to be actors give me a shout? Exactly my point. So they need to know this information.
They need to
if
know.
You don't tell them, you are selfish. You are keeping your skill and gift and talent to yourself. And so... with this whole acting ability, we need to know, and you need to describe to us the process and benefits of wearing a seatbelt.
Process and benefits. You will be kept safe in your car. The process goes as follows. You just reach out for that wonderful, wonderful buckle.
Yeah.
And you pull really, really hard, you know, flex your muscle.
Oh.
And then you like, you know, you're getting it down there, right? Then you have to really push it into that little...
Don't you also have to be, like, accurate?
Yeah.
Like, I've missed so many times.
Yeah, look, the missing part is fine. You know, you learn.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually...
You get it.
You get it. Like, it's just driving a car, second nature, fifth nature, whatever. And it just goes... And then when you hear that click, everything inside of you just goes...
Sounds quite relaxing. Should just go put on seatbelts to relieve stress.
It is exactly that.
Right. So now, since you are sweating and dying because we have shaded you so badly, you are literally on the floor, hyperventilating.
She's on the verge of death.
You are on the verge of death.
She's suffering.
Suffering. We can see it in your eyes. So we decided to give her a break. And we're going to call out our second victim.
Yes.
For the evening.
For the evening.
This victim.
This victim.
You will never believe.
You will never believe.
Ever.
Yeah.
He is a man.
He's a man.
I know, shocking, right?
He's a man.
He is a male.
Yes.
Not a female.
Not a female.
Male.
Male.
Fully.
To the core.
He's got the male genes in
him. He does.
Yes, he does. And he also is an amazing person.
Yeah.
Out of this world.
Out of this world. He's special.
He's very special.
He's special.
Really special.
Yes.
He is... He's got hidden talents.
Yeah.
I never knew he had such talents until a few weeks ago.
Talents.
And one of the best parts is he loves the shade.
What?
Like, he loves us.
Oh,
and
he does.
So we love him.
Yeah.
Because he loves the shade.
Yeah.
And so our second victim for the night
is none other than...
Did you forget?
No.
Oh, you're waiting for me to say it?
Yes.
Okay. Our second victim for the night is Andrew! Can we please have a round of applause?
Yeah.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Sup.
It feels cringy to be here.
For real?
Yeah.
You have been on the shade before, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we prank called him. And he didn't know it was us.
Didn't know.
We got him so that he... It's hectic.
Yeah.
And so as... One of Active FM's DJs. He has a radio show on Active FM where he talks about space. And it's interesting.
Very interesting.
I understand it, which is pretty good. So as one of the DJs on Active FM, who has had two international guests
on his show?
With accents. They had accents. They were not South African.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty cool. We have this question for you.
Andrew.
Yes.
Have you ever been on a boat?
No.
For real?
No, I've never been on a boat.
Never?
Never.
I feel like he went from here to here. Anyway, next question. So, Andrew, last week, you shocked all of us.
You shocked all of us.
All of us. Because you were... The host of
the Battle of the DJs.
And you were so funny.
Yes.
We were shocked.
We were surprised.
We were really surprised. I don't know if you know this, just a side note. We actually suggested you.
Yeah.
It was us. We were the reason.
It was all
for
us.
Him hosting.
Yes.
Just saying.
For real.
But we thought you were gonna be serious. So we were like, he'll be like, and ladies and gentlemen, tonight our next But you weren't. You were hysterical.
He was like,
it was brilliant. And so with this whole comedy thing, if there was a movie produced about your life, who would play you and why?
Sure.
So should I choose like one of the actors?
Yes. Yeah. From anywhere. Any actor.
Any film. Anyone.
I don't know why I think that's a difficult question. But, I think... Mopele. Yeah.
No.
And why?
He loves his culture. He tries new challenges. He's not afraid of trying new challenges. love in everything that he does.
Yeah.
And so I feel like
he would play you well.
He would play me well. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So just to mention, Mopeme is a famous Sotho actor. No one knows his real name.
Interesting.
Yeah. Don't know where he's from. It's just that guy. That Sotho guy.
But then again, there's no movie being made of him, so sorry. That was just like hopeful, like wishful thinking. But we do have something for Andrew. So when Andrew was on The Shade, we gave him a gift.
A gift?
We gifted him with something.
From us.
From us to him. Mm-hmm. And we thought that we would share with you tonight what we gifted him.
From us. Again.
From us to him. He has a hidden talent of rapping.
No way.
Way.
No way.
And so we're going to play his first release ever.
Ever.
Ever. And you can tell us what you guys think. Produced by The Shade, featuring Andrew from The Void.
Yes.
Please play his track.
Interstellar dust, right? The vacuum of space. Interstellar dust, curiosity, curiosity. The Void Show.
If you would like to buy that track, you may come to Tabo and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we will give you a quote on the track. Yes.
Yes.
So, we have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes.
And we thought we'd play a game. So, the game that we're going to play is called Catchphrase, right? So, if everyone can stand up, we're going to just shuffle around quick. So, Denise, you can stand over here. Andrew, you can stand over there. So, Denise, you and Tabo on the team. And Andrew, you and I on the team, right? What's going to happen? You can come closer. We're going to start, right? You're going to start with Denise. You're going to pick up a card. On the card is a clue. And you have to tell her what's on the card, but you can't use the word that's on the card. So none of us, we're going to go around. None of us can use, if it's on the card, you can't use it, but you can describe it with any other words, and you can use hand gestures. So we're going to go around. There's a buzzer that's going to play. When the buzzer ends, if the card that you're holding is in your hand, in other words, if you, the last person to go, your team loses. And we're going to see who beats who. So it's Denise and Tabo against Andrew and I. Tabo, are you ready to lose?
We got this. We got this, Denise.
All right, I thought so. All right, you may start. Please start the buzzer.
Ooh. 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 Hmm. Mm. On a book with a pen.
Writing a story.
What is this? This is my
hand. Handwriting.
And I am. Oh, handwriting.
All right, yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
No, okay, I'll go. Oh, my goodness. What season are we in?
Summer.
Yes, and it's not full, it's so halfway. Another word for halfway.
Halfway.
Pre, post.
Spring.
No. Another word for halfway.
halfway.
Free post.
Midway.
First part of the hood.
Need.
With the season.
Nice. Yeah. Woo.
We were so close. It was midsummer.
So
it's
close.
Fine. It's fine. We'll go again.
So close.
We will beat you now.
So close.
Don't you dare. Stop. All right. Start the buzzer. Denise, you can go.
Let's go, Denise. I got you.
It happens with the sea. It comes in and out. The sea goes in and out.
Candle.
What? What? She goes in and out. And then it like goes like this. And then it
in and out. In and out.
Yes, that just you surf on the
coast.
No.
Cape.
No. I don't know how else to accept.
Please end.
No way. Say it.
Okay. No, the sea, the ocean. You like, yo man, I'm on the ocean and I'm.
I feel like the buzzer needs
to end. I feel like I failed.
Yeah,
Dennis, we have seconds left.
Yes! Waves! It was waves, right?
Tide!
It was tide!
It was the tide!
I told you we'd win the next round.
I thought you said with the sea.
Wait. Can we please have the guitar up?
Dennis.
How do you mute the guitar at a time like this? Thank you.
Yeah. Sadly.
All right, we've got time. Let's go, Andrew. We got this. You're going first. Start the buzzer.
You use it when you're crying.
Tissue.
Yes.
Toilet paper. Serviette.
When you have wounds as well, then you can just use it to.
Plaster.
No.
Tissue wrap.
What do you have when you have a wound and it's been left there after?
Infection.
No. That thing that's there.
A scab.
No, not a scab, but it's really there.
A bruise.
I mean, you have a knife. What?
Wound.
Not wound. On your skin.
Scar. Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Did I get it? Okay. Go. Go. It's you.
Time. With the sea. Time. With the sea. What's time with the sea?
Ah!
Okay.
A clock.
A clockwork.
Oh, my word.
Clockwork.
All right, so we have run out of time, thankfully. And
is it equal scores?
What was the score, actually?
1-1.
We tied.
You won.
No, you don't. We didn't we win?
Yeah,
no, we tied.
No, you won the first round. We won the second round.
So we tied.
And then you lost the third round. I told you we'd beat you.
When did you guys win?
Twice.
Now.
And so this has been the Late Late Shade Show, right here at Active Youth. We are signing out. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you,
live band. Any last words?
This has been the Shade, the Late Late Shade Show,
mm-hmm.
from us
to you. Peace out.
Can I ask Session Tabo to come here for 1 second? Okay, not 1 second, a few seconds. Yes, Tabo and Sesh. All right. Can I ask you, Shaders, a question, a very deep question? You don't have a mic anymore. You will have to share. If you could choose any other name besides your name, what name would you be? Not Tabo. Tabo already exists.
Not Cheshi either.
And Cheshi's in existence as well. Chabo and Chachi, they are fully in existence.
That is a hard question.
Think of one on the spot. Like, instead of, hey, Sesh, hey! Hey! Think of a name!
My parents'
name. Okay,
Chabo,
bro, what would your name be?
Jesus! I'll be Jesus.
Do you have a better one?
I have a name for him.
Okay, what would his name be?
No, she doesn't.
What would his name be?
No, Sesh. It's your name.
Okay. But they want to know, Tabo.
I would be, my name would be Jeff.
Jeff.
Your name Jeff. Would be Jeff.
I see you as a Jeff. What would your name be? I see you as a Bianca. Margaret.
Susan.
No, sorry. That's keeping up with the relatives. We don't want that one yet.
I don't know. Something with a Z.
Something with a Z. Zairi. Or Zara. Or
Zara.
Zara. Mm. All right. Thank you. There's Zara and Jeff, ladies and gentlemen. You can give them a hand. You can now leave. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. So you're probably wondering why I asked them that weird question. They are awesome. They have a very funny show on Active FM. Some of the Active FM DJs fear them, but that's fine. So I'm going to get to why I asked them that very interesting question. But now I want to ask you a very interesting question. You're probably going to be like, duh, it's obvious. But no, it's not. I want you to hear this question. Where is your faith? Now you're all like, of course it's God. Of course it's God. It would be God because I'm a Christian. Yeah, but you could be a Christian without having your faith in God. So where is your faith? Your faith is either in yourself or your faith is in God. And where your faith is will determine where your identity comes from. If your faith is in yourself, your identity will be messed up. And sadly, most people die with a messed up identity, never actually knowing who they truly are. But if your faith is in God, you will know who you are to such a point the devil will fear you. Because he will know it doesn't matter what he brings against you. This child knows who she is, or this guy knows who he is. So the question is, where is your faith? And do you believe what God says, or do you constantly doubt, question, and blame God? But if God was such a good God, why would COVID-19 happen? If God was such a good God, why would the world be in such a mess? Okay, so your faith's not in God. You just showed by the way you spoke, you showed where your faith is. Your faith is in yourself, what you can do, what you can accomplish, or your faith is in the news, or your faith is in a guy, or your faith is in whether COVID-19 is here or not. You've just showed where your faith is. So I want to take us back to a beautiful story of a couple. The most gorgeous couple you could have ever imagined being together. They are perfect in every way. They live in paradise. If I had music, Calvin, do you want to do background music? Run and fetch a mic, but it better be good background music or I will ask Lemo to mute you. DJ, be ready on the mute button. Sing, just stay there because you might blow my eardrum if you come closer. So you're going to sing according to what I'm saying because you're going to add to the story. Otherwise, I'll call the live band if the shade doesn't mind. Okay, so we go to a story of a beautiful couple.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, just sit back down. You failed already. You're going to make this story horrible. So we go back to the story of a beautiful couple. They lived in complete paradise. I mean, it's like one of those island scenes where the house even goes into the water and it's clear blue water. Maybe you can't swim. That's okay. It goes into a beautiful forest. But for some of us who can't stand spiders, we wouldn't want the forest. So we go into the ocean. It's a beautiful paradise scenario. They live in perfection. They have everything they have everything they need. But let's take it further. They actually have everything they want. Everything they could ever dream of is there. Everything. They're ruling. They live in rulership. They don't have to lift much of a finger to get what they want or need. But then one day, they start entertaining the wrong voices. It just starts by entertaining a conversation with the wrong voices. They didn't agree with what the voices were saying. They didn't even believe what the voices were saying, but they listened. Step number one, they listened. Problem number one. And slowly, without them even realizing it, it started affecting the way they thought. It started affecting the way they spoke. And eventually, they started thinking that what they had wasn't enough. Maybe we really do need that thing that we've been told to stay away from. Maybe we're not enough. We need something to add, to make us better. And so eventually together, because we always sin in groups, together, they decided to compromise. And ladies and gentlemen, sin made its grand entrance into the world for the first time in human history. This is Adam and Eve. Before, in Genesis 1 verse 26, God says, I've made you in my image. You're going to rule. You're going to walk in just beautiful, splendorous royalty. And after, in Genesis 3 verse 7, they're hiding because they're full of shame and they're trying to cover up their shame. Before sin, they were God conscious. Everything fell into place. After sin, they became self-conscious. Before sin, it was God. It was, oh, my life revolves around God. Obsession with God. Look at what God has given us. After sin, myself. Obsession with myself. How do I look? I need to cover. I need to make sure I'm wearing the right. Obsession with self. And that's where it started. Because remember, we looked at this 2 weeks ago. Your identity determines your destiny. Wrong identity and you'll meet the wrong destiny. If you don't have the right identity, you will never get to where you're supposed to. And sad thing is, most Christians never get to their right destiny. They will get to heaven and they will cry tears because they'll see what they should have accomplished and how far they short. Whew, my word, shade has finished me. Thank God they're not on stage with me. How far they fell from the mark. Your identity determines your destiny. Every time in the Bible, when people forgot who they were in Christ, every time people started depending on themselves, things started going wrong. There's a lot of people, they blame God when things go wrong, but is your identity in Christ? Are you walking in your God-given destiny, or are you walking in your own little small destiny, is the question. So let's go further. This is about to get deep. Are you ready for this? I don't know if you're ready, but I'm going to say it anyway. We're so focused on don't sin because it's bad for you. If you sin, why mustn't you sin? Because it's bad for me. Oh no, don't sin because the pastor said you mustn't do it, eh? And if you don't listen to the pastors, then God will strike you with lightning. This is why we don't sin. Why is sin bad? Oh no, it's just bad. It's just bad for you. No. The actual question you should be asking is, what am I saving myself from when I don't sin? People are always, no, you can't sin because it's bad. But if I sin, I'm not going to lose out. No, the real question you should be asking when you sin is, what am I right now losing out on? What am I sacrificing in my future because of temporary pleasure? That's the real question you should be asking. Because we don't think about our future when we're in sin doing temporary things. And then one day we look, like we looked at 2 weeks ago, and we look back and go, how did I get here? I didn't expect to get here. No, you weren't walking in the right destiny. We are living in a generation of Christians that look nothing like Jesus. We have a whole generation of youth that look nothing like Jesus. In fact, we look more like the world than the world does. How are we supposed to show people how irresistible God is, which he is? If you have really encountered God, you will know life without him is impossible. But how are you supposed to show people that God is irresistible and paradise himself when you don't even look like Jesus? Why do people not look like Jesus in our generation? Why are we the same drunk, sex, drug type of looking people as the world? Why? Because we have an identity crisis. We have entered an identity crisis. Why? Oh no, because Satan wants that. Because if Satan can ruin your identity, he knows you'll never get to where you're supposed to. So Satan knows if he can mess you up with maybe the words from a bad relationship, if he can mess you up because one of your parents keep telling you you're a demon, if he can mess you up at school with friends who have to convince you that you have to do certain things to be cool, and it's funny how those cool ones are never the great ones after school. If Satan can mess up your identity, he knows you'll probably even lose your salvation. You must go and look at the church over the years and see how many people leave church and fall away. They think they remove themselves. No, you let Satan steal your destiny because you never fixed your identity in Christ. That's why. That's why the Bible says the path to hell is broad and the path to heaven is narrow because most people leave the path. Why? Because they never fixed their identity in Christ. They probably never even knew who Christ was. Because if I don't see myself properly, I won't see God properly. I'll see God I'll interpret him in the similar way I interpret how I am, who I am, what I am supposed to do. We depend on ourselves and then we're like, oh no, just do you, boo. Just do you. Just be you. What does that mean? Who is you? What does it mean to do you, boo? What does it mean? Sorry, hello. That doesn't tell me your identity. Just do you. What does doing you mean? No. Do Jesus and get to the most incredible destiny where people look at you and like, flip, I wish I had your life. Oh, no. Get to your identity and you'll get to that destiny. But here's the thing. If you don't take on a new identity and a new name, I'm not saying change your name. Please don't go and change your IDs and stuff. That will be weird. Jeff and Zara. If you don't take on a new identity and intentionally get to the cross, your identity will stay messed up. And that is happening to a lot of young people. and a lot of old people. You can be in church for 50 years. If you don't know your identity, you'll eventually lose your salvation. It's guaranteed. It is a guarantee you'll lose your salvation, because how do you see the most incredible God if you don't even see yourself properly? Oh, I'm a mess up. Oh, I just can't get anything. God's probably so disappointed. No, no, that's your perception. You've built up a fake world, and you now you think everyone sees you that way. You think God sees you that way. No, no. No, no, you're royalty, you're whole, you're powerful, but you're not stepping into it because you've let the enemy steal your identity. And as a result, you've let Satan steal your destiny. So if you're not intentionally getting to the cross, God, I'm so focused on myself. All I care about is how many guys or girls are looking at me. All I care about is I need to get thinner or I need to get fatter. All I care about is how much money I'm making so that I can have more friends and have more riches and show my haters, hey, haters, taking my stuff. That's what I care about. God, I'm self-conscious. I'm obsessed with my little world. I need you to help me get back to God consciousness so that everything can fall into place. God, I'm so sensitive to people's opinion. People say things and I'm like, oh, that's it. There we go. Yeah, they're right. They may not even be right. They probably aren't, because it's their little opinion and opinions are generally wrong. But God, I'm so sensitive to people's opinion. I need you, your word, to become more powerful than their opinions. You've got to get to the cross intentionally. Not, oh, I don't feel like it this morning. You'll never feel like doing quiet time then. Satan will ensure every morning you're too sick, too whatever, too tired, too quiet. He'll make sure. You've got to intentionally get to the cross and say, okay, God, I have a crisis. I don't know who I am, and I'm chasing things that are meaningless because I'm not on the right destiny. You've got to get to the cross intentionally, because the cross is the only thing that can help you. You can try and fix yourself. Good luck. You'll never change. You've got to get your identity to the cross, and you've got to exchange your messed up, broken, flaw-filled identity with his whole, powerful, royal identity. We can either be Adams and Eves, or we can end up being like Jesus, where we bring change, we bring restoration, we step into a new plan, a new destiny. So I want you just to close your eyes. And this question is just beyond, or this goes to more than just the salvation call. But there's a lot of times we don't think that we need God. There's a lot of times we think we can do things on our own. I just need to. We make decisions on our own without asking God first. We pursue what feels good. We pursue our own desires because we're self-conscious, and God's going, you're moving more and more away from your identity. Because remember, the more you sin, the more you move away from your destiny. The more you sin, the more you break your identity. People think sin is fun. Okay, is it fun breaking your identity? Is it fun making yourself more of a mess? Because I don't see that as fun. So the enemy has deceived us into thinking sin is fun, but I don't see being broken as fun. I don't see missing out on a big destiny as fun. So the question is, are you walking in your destiny? Or have you made your own decisions without consulting God? Have you been full of unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment or offense? Have you been filled with your own little ideas, your own opinions? Have you been filled with obsession with self, self-consciousness? So much so that you're not really looking at God. God's just a plan B. And you're spending so much time just trying to cover the shame or the sin that you're missing out on all the big. The question is, if you don't sin, what are you actually saving yourself from? You'll never know if you keep on sinning. You'll never know, because you'll have no testimony. You'll have no breakthrough. So tonight, it's more than just salvation. Because if you don't know who you are, you need to maybe come back and say, I don't know who I am. And then possibly, I don't know who God is. I have an identity crisis, and most of us do. If you look just like your friends that aren't saved, if you look just like your family that aren't saved, are you saved then? Because you can't be a Christian and be okay with sinning. You can't be a Christian and be okay with ignoring God's word. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. You're breaking yourself for what? So if you've never accepted Jesus, or you have accepted him, but you have been chasing everything else except God, maybe you're on the brink of leaving church. You're on the brink of, like, what's the point of church? What's the point of this whole God thing? Maybe you're up and down. One week you're for God, the next week you're for yourself. Or maybe you realize tonight, I have been filled with faith for I've depended on myself. I haven't depended on God. I've depended on myself. I've had faith in myself. I haven't had faith in God. Then tonight, you need to make a recommitment, or you need to make a commitment from scratch, a fresh commitment. I'm done pursuing my own little things. I'm done depending on myself. I'm done being defined by things that are going to lead me in the opposite direction to my destiny. You'll never regret it if you walk into your destiny. You'll regret it if you don't. So if you've never accepted him, or you're realizing I have an identity crisis and I need to come back, I need to get back to Jesus, and I need to start getting to know who he is, and I need to start getting to know who I am. Satan is fighting to destroy your identity. So if you've never accepted him, or you need to give your life, you need to start afresh, just put up your hand. If you don't know who you are, you're in big trouble. So if you've never accepted him, there's a whole lot of hands, or you want to start afresh and you're realizing I'm in trouble, I need to get my faith in God, I need to become God conscious, then put up your hand. And I want us to repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord God, forgive me for not trusting you. Forgive me for doubting you, for questioning you. Thank you that you are a good God, that you only have the best. You want to lead me into the most exciting destiny. Help me, Jesus, to discover who I am in you, that I would get an identity so firm in you that the devil trembles because he can't shake my identity. Show me who you are. Reveal yourself to me. I need to have an encounter with you. I surrender, Jesus. I declare that you are the Lord and Savior of my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. And to close with, I want you to all close your eyes, and I want you to think of the areas where you realize you've been obsessed with yourself, where you realize there's nothing, it hasn't been faith in God, it's been faith in many other things. And I want you to right now, very intentionally, I want you to see yourself laying those self-conscious identity crisis issues at the cross. He's waiting for you to surrender. And I want you to see yourself looking up at him. His identity is gone. He's so scarred and brutally, violently tortured that it doesn't even look like him. And he's lost his identity completely. He's been stripped of it so that your identity can be restored. And in exchange, I want you to see yourself taking on his identity. You need to be more intentional with this. You need to spend time with him. You need to do studies on who the Bible says you are. You don't need other books. You need the Bible. And get to know who he says you are. Lord God, I come to you right now, and I pray that as we continue with this series of speaking faith, that we would become faithful people who don't put our faith in ourselves, who are not self-conscious, but put our faith in you. Start a journey with us today where we would no longer look like the world, that we'd no longer be on the right destiny. The Bible says there are a lot of people think they're going to heaven and they're going straight to hell. Help us not to be those people, but help us to get our lives on track so that we can help other people get their lives on track. I really pray, God, start a journey with us where you show us who we are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Carrying treasure, revealing extraordinary power, opening ourselves up to the truth, brilliant light piercing through the darkness. Pressed on every side, but not crushed, no more we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crushed, no, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Not always sure what
quitting ain't an option. Knockdown but light is never out. Persecuted but never forsaken. So no one ever giving up. Our inner being is being renewed every day. Difficulty producing the substance for a glory beyond comparison. Press on every side but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. On the seen, but the unseen. Not distracted by slight short-lived troubles, no, we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings, 'cause He loves me. I'll focus on His mercies, 'cause He leads me.
Down.